Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when a new poll is causing all kinds of waves because it shows Americans are profoundly united in one area. And what area is that, Nat? Can we build on it? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also a big piece about Republicans being very clear. They don't want to just run against Joe Biden coming up, though one would think it'd be a pretty good, juicy target. No, there's also a major Republican focus running against Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Fauci, well, he's a Brooklyn guy, and he's a scrapper. And he seems to welcome that fight. Is that a good idea? Is that a worthy political strategy? We will see about that. And speaking about worthy political strategies, we'll be speaking to Professor Paul Kengor, who has written in the past about the way that Russia helped to damage America, as particularly during the 60s, with all kinds of disinformation. They had a whole department on it. Could it be that Russian disinformation is contributing to some of our very bitter and, frankly, useless divisions and polarization in American life right now? We'll be speaking with Dr. Kengor, who's the head of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at the Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. That coming up later. First of all, I mentioned that there was some agreement, and the agreement is reported in a piece from Roll Call, and pieces by Jim Saxa, and I give credit to his name here, but don't know the guy, but there's one really terrific line in this piece, which we will get to. But he begins saying American voters are worried. Worried about the economy, about inflation, about COVID-19, about crime. And they're also worried about each other. There are major takeaways from the latest battleground poll on political civility, which is just out from Georgetown University's Institute of Politics and Public Service. Asked which issues are the most or second most important to them, 23% responded the rising cost of living, 22%, almost a tie, said the economy generally, and 21% cited division in the country. Climate change, COVID-19, government spending, those were each at the forefront of 18% of respondents' minds, followed by immigration and health care. So basically, people seem to agree the main issues facing the country right now are economic issues, including inflation, and national division, and bitter national division. Voters don't feel any better about where they're heading since the last battleground poll in October. While the right direction responses ticked up very slightly from 29% to 32%, 32% things are going well in the United States. Those have to be your congenital diehard optimists, really. If you're one of those folks who thinks that things are going well in the United States right now, apparently it's 32%. The number of people who thought we are headed in the wrong direction, that dropped ever so slightly from 63% to 62%. So it's basically unchanged. Respondents continue to say the nation has grown less civil since the pandemic began. As they have in the polls conducted in August of 2020, and January of 2021, with 67% saying politics have gotten nastier compared with 15% who say there's been an improvement. Okay. Really? There's been an improvement? I mean, I guess if you're one of those folks who just hearing Trump's voice sets your teeth on edge and you can't stand it, maybe. But then you have Kamala today, and the idea that there are folks who believe that politics has improved. Since when? I think it's tough to find a period that has been as feckless and frustrating politically as this one is. The respondents continue to say the nation has grown less civil since the pandemic began. And they also said civility has declined since Joe Biden took office. 43% said politics have become less civil compared with 29% who said more civil and 27% who didn't see much of a difference. Okay. Joe Biden can get pretty testy in there. I think he does make some effort for civility, but it would do better for him if he concentrated his effort on competence. Respondents said that Biden ran for election in large part on a message of restoring civility and unity. And one of the people, Ed Gullis, who is in charge of this poll, said nearly half of Republican voters thought Biden could be at least somewhat successful in the effort to make America more unified just before he took office, but that optimism didn't last long. That message from a Republican standpoint quickly faded when the first major piece of legislation he did was a bill that passed very quickly with little discussion of building with Republicans, about 100% of Democrats voting for it, and none of the Republicans voting for it. We're referring to the COVID-19 relief bill that was supposed to be so popular. Well, it turned out it isn't. There's one thing that America is united about, said Celinda Lake, who is the other principal pollster here. There's one thing that America is united about, and that is how divided we are. That's the line that I like, because it seems to me it shows the irony and actually even the tragedy of what we're experiencing right now. A majority of voters who thought that the nation will see more violent political protests in the wake of January 6th attack on Capitol, that was 58%. It was more likely, comprised with 23% who thought it was less likely. Oh, I think it's definitely less likely. 10% said it wouldn't make a difference. And another 10% were unsure and didn't want to watch that show anymore. The survey's results aren't all grim. While voters apparently fear we are close to civil war, 58% say they are optimistic for the future because young people are committed to making America better. Only 38% disagreed. While 82% of Democrats and 51% of Republicans agreed that that even on this nasty, rosy statement, there is partisan divide. That rosy statement being we'd be better off because the young people care so much. Republicans disagreed. That divide is entirely to be unexpected, as older voters have always tended to be a bit more conservative than younger generations. Okay, older voters also are far more likely to have common names, familiar names, names that you hear a lot. It used to be that literally half of American males were named John, Thomas, or William. And I think James is in there, too. One of those names. So what's the deal with more exotic names now? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's an interesting piece that just appeared, and it hits you where you live, because you can see this. This is from The Atlantic, and it's entitled The Age of the Unique Baby Name, and it's by a writer named Joe Pinsker. And Joe, that's just kind of an ordinary Joe, right? That's a normal name, but he brings up the fact that in the past 60 years or so, going back to the 60s, when a great deal of this was celebrity-driven, but American parents' approach to naming their kids has undergone a profound shift. Today, many parents seek out less popular names to help their kids stand out. But in the past, parents typically pick common names, consciously or not, so that their kids would fit in. I think that's largely true. I'm not sure that the people pick the names they do so their kids can stand out. It may gratify the parents, making them feel like they're doing something original. They just compiled for this New Year's a list in Parade magazine of unusual baby names. And they weren't commenting whether they thought they were awful or... Well, here, like the name Caspian. Now, Caspian, right now, aren't there in the Caspian Sea? There's Russian warships in the Caspian Sea. Charlize, and then that's, of course, based on the name of Charlize Theron. And they say it's a South African name, which is a feminization of Charles and means free man. They also include a name like Cadence. You've heard Cadence? Or Birdie, Bear. These names tend to stand out. And again, we were talking about it. I was talking about it with Jeremy. Right in our staff, Jeremy has two beautiful daughters. I can say their names on the air. Can I, Jeremy? Okay. Yeah, his older daughter is Madison, and named after a president. As a matter of fact, I know that in Jeremy's age group, and my daughter has a number of friends who have named their babies Madison, or after other American presidents you wouldn't necessarily think of, Taylor. And I know Taylor has different resonance, but we did have a President Taylor, Zachary Taylor. He was actually briefly Jefferson Davis's father-in-law until the Jefferson Davis, the president's daughter and the president of the Confederacy's wife died, and then he had another second wife, Jefferson Davis did, in the White House of the Confederacy. People take names that are biblical names, like there is a name Dagon, which comes from the word fish in Hebrew. There's a Lithuanian name that actually signifies destiny, and Damon. In any event, it goes on. The question would be, and this I thought was fascinating, was that for much of American history, many people just named their kids after someone on the family tree, which helped keep names in circulation for a long time. This was especially true for baby boys, who have historically had less varied names than baby girls, in part because they were more likely to inherit a family name. For instance, in Raleigh County, roughly one in two boys had the name John or William or Thomas. Those three names remained in or near the top to from the 1880s. They were in the top 10 all when the Social Security Administrations began, right through the 1960s. And then in the 1960s, part of the celebrity culture was people expressed that they were tired and frustrated by the old names. And there was even a song that was very popular, apparently, in 1953. I don't remember it. It's a song titled John, 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 Every Tom, Dick, and Harry's Called John, which includes the line, "Can't we give this little guy a break and call him something new?" And, yeah, there's a tendency to do that. But I do think it comes from more than just the idea of wanting your child to stand out. It's a way of highlighting your own independence and not going along with the crowd and not following as definitively with the names that might have already been established in a family. And speaking of names in a family, there's a name now in the world of politics that has become, at least to many Republicans, absolutely toxic, and the name is Fauci. And there's a piece in the New York Times by Cheryl Gase Stolberg that about the Republican war on Fauci, headline, GOP turns war on Fauci into strategy for elections. You think this is a good strategy? Dr. Fauci, the Republican war on Dr. Fauci is partly a sign of Mr. Trump's strong grip on the party, but Dr. Fauci, both his friends and his detractors agree, has also become a symbol of something deeper. The deep schism in the country, mistrust in government, and a brewing populist resentment of elites, all made much worse by the pandemic. Now, it's ironic, of course, because Fauci grew up in Brooklyn under modest circumstances. He wasn't, what's elite about him is he earns a very good salary now. One of the things that Republicans are going to use against him is that after having worked in government for more than 40 years in a very important healthcare-related position, he earns $428,000 a year. But they point out that would be comparable for another physician in private practice with that kind of eminence and endurance. Some voters are actually, they point out, parroting right-wing commentators who compare Dr. Fauci to the brutal Nazi doctor Joseph Mengele. Candidates in hotly contested Republican primaries like Ohio's are trying out to out-Trump each other, and partially by attacking Fauci. And speaking of attacks, what's going on with Russia, Ukraine, the future? We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Kangor coming up on the MedVed Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is holding a roundtable with electric utility CEOs Wednesday to discuss his Build Back Better agenda.
Like the rest of my Build Back Better plan, the clean energy companies, this plan are about lowering prices. That's what this is all about.
The president thanking them for helping to create the clean energy future and saying he intends to have the nation use 100% clean electricity by 2035. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there are currently no plans to use the United States military to evacuate Americans from Ukraine.
If Americans that are in Ukraine heed the warnings that they have gotten from the State Department and from the President himself, there should be no need for the 82nd Airborne to have to assist with evacuation missions.
Americans have been advised to exit Ukraine. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's a timely and important privilege for me to speak to my friend Paul Kangor. Paul is the leader of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, an outstanding institution, by the way, that everybody should check out. An independent-minded, academically balanced, and really superb institution that people should learn more about. And Paul, the reason I'm so happy to speak to you is Paul has written, it seems like, you must be around 20 books now, right?
Yeah, it's probably about right. Thank you. Thank you for your kind words.
Well, and again, and nobody has written more persuasively or importantly about Russian efforts when they were the Soviet Union to peddle misinformation, you can say that's lies, propagandistic lies, here in the United States, and on the eve of what a lot of people fear might be a war with Ukraine, in which the United States has a very real interest. Getting a perspective on some of that Russian propaganda seems to me tremendously important. Let me ask you first of all, Paul, you've done a lot with the history of Russian propaganda and some of the leading Russian propagandists who've been exposed as traitors and liars, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put too fine a point on it. But do you believe that there are active efforts today from Putin's Russia to continue misleading American public opinion?
Oh, sure. I mean, look, the Russian word for this is desinformatsiya, which is kind of a clunky word for disinformation. And they had an office of disinformation. They had a department of disinformation. And that's what Vladimir Putin was trained in, the KGB. Yeah, they had a department of agitprop, agitation and propaganda. And you know, I have a quote right in front of me from Vladimir Lenin. He said that the only morality, quote, we do not believe in an eternal morality. He said this in an October 20th, 1980 speech on what he called communist ethics, right, Michael? And he said, communist morality is based on the struggle for the consolidation and completion of communism. And so this meant rejecting God. He said, we do not believe in God. And the idea was that you could lie in order to achieve whatever purpose you had to achieve. And so lying meant disinformation. Disinformation, misinformation, smears, this was what they did. So Vladimir Lenin, Vladimir Putin, right? Putin was trained in that kind of art of disinformation. And it's something, unfortunately, that the Russians, Soviets have been engaging in, now thanks to Putin, for over 100 years, back to 1917.
Okay, when you talk about this, I mean, a great deal of the most tragic and despicable lies that were peddled by the old Soviet Union involved Ukraine. And again, today, this background is tremendously important. How did they manage to cover up something as pernicious and deadly and nightmarish, and this is before the Holocaust, as the Holodomor, the forced hunger famines, which killed, what are the estimates now, how many people were killed by Stalin's forced hunger famines?
Yeah, in fact, Alexander Solzhenitsyn called it live not by lies, right? Vaclav Havel called it the communist culture of the lie. And Holodomor was probably, well, not probably, definitely about 5 to 10 million people altogether who starved. And I think the latest numbers are usually about 7 to 10 million. And it was President George W. Bush, Michael, who went on the record formally as a U.S. president affirming and stating that this was an actual deliberate starvation by the Soviet communist leadership. And one of the ways that they got away with it in the West was people like Walter Duranty, who was known as the New York Times notorious man in Moscow. And he actually won a Pulitzer, of all things, for his reporting on this. And there's been a move for a long time to revoke that Pulitzer. He filed articles with titles such as one from the New York Times, March 31st, 1933. It was titled, Russians Hungry But Not Starving. And he wrote there, quote, here are the facts. There is no actual starvation or deaths from starvation, but there is widespread mortality from diseases due to malnutrition. These conditions are bad, but there is no famine, unquote. And we know now that that was simply erroneous reporting. He told William Strang of the British Embassy that he knew that as many as 10 million people had already died. He told Eugene Lyons, who was UPI's Moscow correspondent and famously associated with the Communist Party, that the total number of famine victims was probably around 7 million. And probably the best assessment of Duranty was from Malcolm Muggeridge, who called him, quote, the greatest liar of any journalist I've met in 50 years of journalism. Joseph Alsop, who was, you know, kind of an esteemed man of the left, called him a fashionable prostitute in service of communists. So he was, and we now know, too, well, why did he do that? Well, when he went to Moscow in the early 1930s, he was wined and dined. The Soviets just lavished him with food and booze while the Ukrainians were trying to eat grass. And they even gave him a girl. They gave him this cook, secretary turned mistress. Her name was Katya. And in fact, she bore Duranty a son in the process of their, you know, quote unquote romance. So as Eugene Lyons said, this guy was totally on the Kremlin's payroll. They even, they didn't just pay him off. They wined and dined and boozed him and even gave him a girl. So he was, for Joe Alsop to call him a fashionable prostitute in service of the Kremlin, I don't think that's overstating it.
Okay, when you're talking about over 5 million people who are killed of starvation, how do we know? We have declassified papers, don't we, that were released by the, I think, even the Gorbachev regime years ago, that indicate that this was very deliberate. Why would the Russians want to kill so many Ukrainians?
Well, it was Stalin. down, and it went back to a rivalry that Stalin had with the Ukrainians, and also, too, Stalin simply not getting what he wanted. And at the very least, I mean, my view on this, Michael, has always been that if you can't argue that it was flat-out deliberate, at the very least, you know, this is what you get from forced conversion of agriculture, right? And, you know, to fast forward 20, 25 years after Holodomor in the Ukraine, the Great Leap Forward, the proletarian cultural revolution in China, that was in the late 60s, was late 1950s, and that was probably 30 to 40 million people who died under Mao's forced collectivization of agriculture in China. You know, skip ahead from that, Cambodia in the late 1970s. Cambodia lost under Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge 1 to 2 million, maybe even 3 million people out of a population of 5 to 7 million in just 4 years. And then even Korea, North Korea, lost about 2 to 3 million dead just in the late 1990s. So you know, this Stalinist, communist, Marxist-Leninist collectivization of it always leads to starvation. And the Ukrainian people have never forgotten it. And by the way, anybody listening right now, if you just want visual testimonials to this, just open Google and type in Ukrainian famine images, Holodomor images. And you know, these people, they look like Holocaust victims.
And again, this was, to some extent, a rehearsal for what happened with Hitler. And you can say that when Hitler saw that Stalin paid virtually no cost for this, he, even in terms of the world treating him, responding to him, that was a devastating example for the whole world. When we come back, what's the relevance to the Ukrainian situation today and the prospects of war and what it means for the United States? That and more with Paul Kangor of Grove City College coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs.
Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, joined by Professor Paul Kangor, who is the author of a number of required books, including Dupes, which is a story of people who were taken in by Russian disinformation, and often knowing it was disinformation, promoted it here in the United States. And this goes back literally for generations. And it is, Paul can assure us and explain to us, going on today. What do you believe Vladimir Putin is lying most consequentially about concerning this confrontation with Ukraine? In other words, here he's moved 100,000 troops, right?
Yeah,
what does he
yeah.
say? What's the Russian line why they need to move those troops?
Well, that's a good question, and frankly, I'm not totally sure. It's hard to separate his disinformation from his actual goals. I mean, we were at this point about 8 years ago, I guess. I think it was 2014, and at that point, the Russians were saying, Putin were saying, and even some apologists for Putin in the West, maybe apologist is too strong of a word, but I had conservative friends, Michael, who told me, they said, look, he just wants the Crimea. That's been a historical land of dispute between Ukrainians and Russians, and there are certain people in southeastern Ukraine, eastern Ukraine, closer to the Crimea, who want the Russians to have the Ukraine. And if you look at opinion polls, they say this and that, and I warned people then. I said, look, if you give him any quarter here, if you give him any chunk of the Crimea, this guy's going to be back wanting more. And Vladimir Putin gave a speech, I think it was 2005, where he said the collapse of the Soviet Union was the great geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. And that's quite a statement, and we shouldn't oversimplify or exaggerate what he's saying there. Putin doesn't want to put together the entire old Soviet Union, right? I mean, he doesn't want Kazakhstan. he doesn't want Tajikistan. I don't think he wants the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. But he wanted, he's a Russian nationalist, a Russian authoritarian, strongman. He wants this larger, greater Russia. And Ukraine, which is the largest territory in Central and Eastern Europe. I mean, Russia covers almost 10 time zones by itself. And outside of Russia, the largest country is good old Ukraine. So he wants some sizable portion of it. I'm not exactly sure how much. I've tried to read between the lines of what Zelensky has been saying. The Prime Minister of the Ukraine, he at various times has told the United States, calm down, told the West, calm down, don't exaggerate, don't make things sound worse than it is. I don't know there if he's trying to maybe talk back Putin a little bit, calm down Putin a little bit, assuage him, accommodate him a bit. I'm not sure. But you know, this has the major potential to become a war that's going to involve the United States. It really does.
And what do you say about the general line appears to be that he may wait until after the Olympics because he wants to support the Olympics for his buddy based on their limitless friendship, which the Xi and Putin proclaimed. He may wait until the Beijing Olympics are over, but then we should expect a major attack. Do you think that's exaggerated? Do you think that's likely? And what should America's response be other than a lot of the talk that we've been hearing from Secretary Blinken and from President Biden?
Yeah, I can't say it's likely. I don't know for sure. You know, I'll commend Biden here for clearly stiffening his spine and showing some spine from the West, from the United States. Now, I don't know if it came toe-to-toe, if he'd be actually willing to send troops into combat against Russian soldiers. And I've got to say here, too, that since I've just commended Biden, that I think when we abandon Afghanistan, with the way that we withdrew troops and the way that we did from Afghanistan in July and August, that sent a signal of weakness to Putin and the Russians, and also to Xi and the Chinese. I wouldn't be surprised if at that point Putin not only started licking his chops for Ukraine, but Xi and the Chinese started looking at Taiwan. So I don't think it's unfair to say that I think that we can blame Biden to some degree. Ronald Reagan used to say that, you know, the Russians respect strength, not weakness. And if you show any sign of weakness, that only hurts you with the Russians. Reagan talked about peace through strength. You know, you got to show the Russians strength, not weakness. So even if Biden is showing strength right now, it could be too late because the forces, quite literally, might have already been set in motion 5 or 6 months ago.
The entire thing is just unbelievable. They are speculating, and this is American sources, that if there is a full invasion of Ukraine, which, again, experts say, and we all know that experts are very fallible, that is likely, that if there is a full invasion, the casualty for Ukrainian civilians will be between 10,000 and 50,000. And then some people are saying much more, and at the same time, they will have a minimum of 1 million refugees, maybe 5 million refugees will then be trying to get into Poland. What... I mean, if you're talking about a disaster of that scope, is there anything that the West can do? I mean, other than trying to get together and speaking in one voice, they haven't been doing particularly?
Yeah, and those numbers are really astonishing, and I think, you know, very possible as well. It reminds me of 1956 when the Soviets invaded Hungary. And you had almost exact numbers, anywhere from, you know, 10,000 to 50,000 dead, several million who escaped Hungary during that period. So that's quite possible. And then the other wild card here too is that if Biden is trying to mobilize NATO to the defense of Ukraine, what do you do about countries like Germany that want to deal with the Russians because they want Russian energy? Natural gas. Ronald Reagan in the 1980s couldn't even get Margaret Thatcher on board when he tried to block the construction of the Russian gas pipeline because the Brits, the Germans, the West Germans, they wanted to buy that cheap energy. And they were even taking part in the construction projects to build the pipeline. So, and I would add this to the Biden mistakes too here, Michael. When Biden gets rid of domestic drilling and fracking, and natural gas and oil and everything else, well, you got to get those supplies from somewhere else in the world, and your allies have to get them from somewhere else in the world, and they're going to end up getting them from the Russians and from the Chinese, And what does that do? That money goes to the Russians and feeds, fuels, literally, the Russian war machine. So Biden didn't help the situation with his domestic energy policies either. But, yeah, this could be a major humanitarian disaster.
Okay, what about the misinformation and disinformation that we were talking about before? Do you think it's probable that some of the goals of that kind of disinformation is to spread polarization and hostility within America, right? Do you think that the Russians could be involved with helping to make a basic response to COVID-19 such a toxic political issue in the United States?
Oh, yeah, it's the kind of thing that they do. Yeah, absolutely, no question about it. And also, too, I mean, this reminds me that with Putin, this is very Hitler-like, with Hitler using foreign territories as the pretext for his invasions, right? So he would say the Czechs in the Sudetenland are persecuting native ethnic Germans, right? What's happening in the newly created Poland by the Versailles Treaty, Danzig, Silesia, that's German territory. And you could take that all the way to Saddam Hussein in 1990 saying the Kuwait is a province of his country. So Putin's doing that as well. And I hear a lot of conservatives say, we should stay out of this. I mean, these rivalries go back 1,000 years, 2,000 years with the Russians. Well, they do, but in the modern world, I mean, you just don't make a claim on your neighbor that's been an independent country in the case of Ukraine since it broke away from the Soviet Union in 1991. You just don't go in and invade.
Well, let us hope that that rule holds fast. Paul Kangor, the head of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Pennsylvania, wishing the best to you and to all of us in a dangerous moment for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.